Blog Talk Radio.
Some days it seems like it's so hard to get out of bed. So many issues facing me is coming to a head. I stand in needing your anointing, Lord, cover me and renew in me the right spirit. Lead to that secret, sacred place with you. Make an atmosphere to hear from you. Restore me so I'll be renewed. You kept me here and you see me through.
Jesus and all he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. Good morning. This is Blog Talk Radio, March 19, 2022. And this is Amazing Grace Ministries, and we are destroying the yokes of bondage. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your co-host, Evangelist Terry Rogers. And we honor Dr. Elder Marie Carey, who is the president and CEO of the Amazing Grace Ministries. And we have a spirit-filled lesson on today. So let's get right into it. Announcements, Friday noonday prayer will resume in April. Please continue to pray for this ministry. Can you say 5 years? Amazing Grace Ministries will be celebrating 5 years of Blog Talk Radio. We will be celebrating our anniversary on June 4th, 2022. Come celebrate with us. For more information, contact Dr. Maria Carey by phone 309-750-7584 or email her at amazinggraceministries@gmail.com. That's capital A, AmazinGrace. MINISTRIES@gmail.com. Please consider donating to Amazing Grace Ministries, Inc. You can send a donation to P.O. Box 438411, Chicago, Illinois 60643. And to those who have sent a donation, we thank you for undergirding this ministry. Your donations are much appreciated. Everyone listening in Radio Land, I decree blessings unto you in this new year. And if you are blessed by this talk show, I need you to express it via text, email, or comment on our lesson page. Text at 309-750-7584 or email amazinggraceministries@gmail.com. And we are on the air at 9 a.m. every Saturday morning, and we have an exciting lesson. So please tune in to connect to this lesson live. Here's the link, http://tobtr.com/s/1207773. The word has come alive in the form of Jesus. The word will captivate your mind, give you illumination in your heart, and lift you up to a greater level in the Lord Jesus Christ. We will take you on a journey to great peace, to a greater hope, and closer to Jesus. We will soon be celebrating the birth of Jesus in April, but we can rejoice in him now. Sit back, take notes, and let's go. The theme for this month and year is the year of release and expectation. We are looking for God's blessing in this new year. The theme for the month of March is Anticipating My Breakthrough. The lesson for the third Saturday in March is Out of Unfavorable Situations, Circumstances. God is still blessing. Hallelujah. Our text is coming from Luke 5, 1 through 10, and I'll be reading from the King James Version. And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answered, said unto him, Master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when they had this done, they enclosed the great multitude of fish, and their nets brake. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ships, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, so that they begin to sink. Today is time of hardship. Everyone is going through. We are troubled on every side. And the generals are leaving this world, going home to be with the Lord. We're living in a day of adversaries. And if you have not had your share of circumstances or problems in this life, just hold on, because you will. We are troubled on every side, and even in the midst of trouble, we see that there are wars and rumors of wars going on. Matthew 24:6. Matthew 24:6 said, and ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. There has been a war going on for the past 3 weeks between Russia and Ukraine. Believe it or not, Ukraine is holding their ground. Ukraine is fighting to hold on to what belongs to them when a bully is trying to take it away. And if we look at our lives and what's going on, we're living in an evil day when Satan is trying to do the same. Satan is trying to take everything that God has given us away. In addition to the fact that we have been living in a pandemic for the last 2 years, on the 28th of February, the state of Illinois lifted the mask requirement. However, some establishments like hospitals and schools and places of business still require you to wear a mask. However, this coronavirus is not dead. Just the other day, the news indicated that China has been bombarded with a new strand of this coronavirus. So this virus is still yet present. This pandemic has put a spotlight on social determinants in our communities of color and communities of poor economic development. We continue to see poverty, injustice, and crimes in our streets, but God. I'm so glad to know that God will never leave us nor forsake us. He said it in his word. In the midst of all these things and circumstances, all of our problems, we want to let you know that God has not forsaken us. God is with us. He will not forsake us, and he will be with us. So if we go over to Deuteronomy 31:6, it reads, "Be strong and of a good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he it is that does go with thee. He will not fail thee nor forsake thee." As a people of African descent, we have gone through many struggles to have equal rights. In February, we celebrated Black History Month. But reality is that we celebrate ourselves all year round. This month, the month of March, is considered Women's History Month. But we shouldn't have to have a month to celebrate the gifts and talents of individuals, of people who have paved the way for us. Those shoulders of the people that we stand on, our ancestors, should be celebrated all the time. Let's be clear. The reason why we go through problems or situations is because of sin. Sin that entered this world when Adam and Eve took a bite of the fruit from the forbidden tree. We are glad that the second Adam came to redeem us back to God also from the tree, and the second Adam is Jesus. The exposition and application of the scriptures, Luke, the fifth chapter highlights the impact of sin, impurity, and disease in human lives. The chapter functions as a parable about these fundamental issues of the human condition. A fisherman, a leper, a paralytic, and a tax collector all encounter Jesus and experience transformation. Each character represents the experiences of one or more of these realities. Deliverance from their condition. Sin gives way to righteousness, impurity to purity, and disease to healing. Jesus was on the shore to Gennesaret near Capernaum, where also is known the Sea of Galilee. There Jesus saw two empty boats drawn up by the shore, which the fishermen were washing their nets. Now it was the custom during that time for two ships to fish together so that the nets could be between the ships. After a night of fishing, the equipment was cleaned and repaired for the next day of fishing. But when Jesus comes along, all plans change. The word states that we are bought with a price. 1 Corinthians 6:20, and it reads, "For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God." Salvation is free. But we know that it is going to cost you something, like your old life, issues, sin that no one knows about, like habits, conversations, the lack of faith, the lack of trust. We are going to have to give up those things. The day is evil. We're going to have to put on the whole armor of God and take back everything that Satan has stolen from us. We're going to have to stand on the word of God and believe it. We have to believe what it says in Mark 9:23 says, "Jesus said unto him, If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth, and stand on it." Jesus interrupts the fisherman's process. On that day, the people crowded around Jesus to hear him teach the word of God. "Then tell Simon," one of the fishermen, "move away from the shore so that he could teach the great multitude." Simon, or Simon Peter, Peter's original name was Simon. Jesus gave him the Aramaic name, Rock. Peter originally lived in Bethsaida and later in Capernaum. He was married and, along with his brother Andrew, partnered in a fishing business with James and John. Now, James and John was apostles of Jesus, the sons of Zebedee, of whom John is the elder brother. They were among the first called to be disciples, along with Peter, belonged to the inner circle among the disciples. Their father Zebedee was also a fisherman. Now, over in Luke 4, 38 and 39, we find that Simon had an encounter with Jesus from the healing of his mother-in-law. Luke 4, 38, 39 reads, "And he rose out of the synagogue and entered into Simon's house. And Simon's wife's mother was taken with a great fever, and they besought him for her. And he stood over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her. And immediately she rose and ministered unto them." So when the request was made by Jesus to Simon's, obedience followed. The crowd grew so large that Jesus got into one of the boats. That's in verse 3. These fishermen who were cleaning their nets were probably right next to their boats on the shore. So when Jesus got into the boat, he called to Simon Peter and asked him to pull out a short distance from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds from the shore. This allowed Jesus to continue to speak and be heard, as his voice could carry across the water. However, that was not the miracle. Let us talk about the state of Simon's mind, the fisherman, for a minute. He is tired, exhausted fisherman, unselfishly to the request of Jesus. He is a man that has fished all night long, toiled in agony, and still has not caught any fish. It probably would have been okay if he had stayed a little bit from the shore, but Jesus makes another request. After Jesus completes his preaching, he tells Simon to launch out into the deep and let down your net for a draught. Jesus finished the lesson to the crowd and then spake to Simon, the owner of the boat. Simon had not yet officially became a disciple of Jesus, but he knew Jesus. When Jesus told Peter to put his net out into the deep and let them down for a catch, Peter was undoubtedly exhausted from a fruitless night of fishing. Peter told Jesus that they had been out all night and caught nothing. But in an act of obedience that would be greatly rewarded, he said to Jesus, "Yet if you say so, I will let down the net." This, my friend, are an unfavorable situation or circumstance. Unfavorably simply means not pleasing, precious, not good. Situation means or is a position with respect to a condition and circumstances. Those circumstances where they caught no fish after toiling all night long. For a fisherman, and that's how you earned your money, that was his job. With no fish, that's a problem. Jesus tells Simon to launch out, which is singular, that he ordered let down the net, which is plural. I do not know about you, but I'm looking for better. Dealing with all the situations, all the problems that I have had to deal with in 2022, just in the past 3 months, and I am looking for God to just bust a move in my life to bless me. What's interesting is that Jesus addresses Simon as the captain of the boat to take his team out with him, and we are our brother's keepers. Genesis 4 and 9, this is the King James Version, said, "And the Lord said unto Cain, where is Abel thy brother? He said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper?" Jesus used the word draught, which refers to things that are drawn or pulled, implies these types of dragnet. Anyone who fishes goes early in the morning or late in the night because the lakes are cooler at nighttime and becomes cooler. There is more oxygen for the fish. Simon was a professional fisherman. This was his trade. He probably trained in this trade as a child. So in his professional opinion, there was not any need to try fishing in the morning. However, he addresses Jesus as master to demonstrate the respectful and intimate relationship he had with Jesus. I just want to know this morning, how is your relationship with Jesus? If he tells you to move to the left, will you move to the right? Will you obey his commandments? Will you launch your net into the deep? We are not to lean on our own understanding, But the Bible tells us, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct us. Proverbs 3:1. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. Proverbs 3:5-6 says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. In my conclusion, we get to verse 6 and 7, and this is what happens. Luke 5:6-7 says, and this time their nets were so full of fish, they began to tear. A shout for help brought their partners in the other boat, and soon both boats were filled with fish and on the verge of breaking and sinking. Simon Peter went from not having any fish to have abundance of fish where he could bless somebody else. He calls over the other fishermen to reel in all the fish they had, so many fish that was about to sink. So out of your unfavorable situations, God has a blessing for you. From your empty to full, hallelujah. Simon and company worked all night long in the depths of the lake and caught nothing. Yet, at the command of Jesus, they caught so many fish that they could hardly contain them in their boats. Their amazement again reflects a wobbling response between faith and doubt, understanding and confusion. But Simon was making progress on coming to know who Jesus really is. He knew that Jesus was more than a fisherman, a fishing specialist, or profitable wonder worker who would be good for business. Simon showed enough faith in Jesus to follow him. Simon is on his way to becoming Simon Peter, as he is first called in 5:8. His rocking on a boat about to sink, picture fearfulness, flimsiness of his faith. And I just want to ask a question this morning. Are you riding with Jesus? Let us pray. Lord God, in Jesus' name, we come humbly before your throne of grace. Lord God, before we begin to ask you for anything, just allow us to thank you for everything. Lord God, we thank you for who you are, because truly you are the Lord of lords. You are the King of kings. You are the everlasting Father. You are the Prince of peace. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the ending. And today, Lord God, we come to say thank you. Lord God, we thank you for Dr. Carey, Lord God. We ask you to look on her, Lord God. Bless her in all of her endurance, Lord God. And then, Lord God, we ask you to look on the listeners, Lord God, one by one, name by name. You know what they need, Lord God. Meet the need, Lord God. Lord God, meet that unspoken request, Lord God. Lord God, look on the bereaved family tonight, Lord God. Look on the Ellis family, Lord God. Lord God, touch their hearts. Comfort their hearts, Lord God. And then look on Dad Ellis, Lord God. You know what he needs, God. Lord God, and then look on Mother Garnett, God. She asked for special prayer, God. Touch her, Lord God. Touch her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. And then, God, look on our leaders, Lord God. Look on my leader, the Dr. Byron Gibbs, Lord God, and Lady Gibbs, Lord God. Give them what they need, Lord God. Lead and direct them, Lord God. And then, Lord God, we just thank you. We thank you for helping us out of unfavorable situations and circumstances, things that was good for us. But, God, you is still blessing. Lord, you are still in control. And then, Lord God, we just ask you to be with us on today, Lord God. Be in everything that we say and do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio with your co-host, Missionary Terry Rogers. Tune in next week when your host, Reverend Dr. Maria Carey, who is the CEO, will return. Same time. And remember, if something was said that encouraged your heart, let Dr. Reverend Carey know. Text her, 309-750-7584, or drop her an email at amazinggraceministries@gmail.com. That's capital A, AmazinggraceMinistries@gmail.com. She would love to hear from you. Wear your mask. Wash your hands often, and don't forget to social distance yourselves. Until next time, enjoy the remainder of your day and be blessed in Jesus' name.